Well, we're now receiving emails from pharmacists and their staff all across Donegal about the fact that they have no notice when they're going to be vaccinated. Now, I find this extraordinary when we obviously need to up our game in Donegal that pertains to government and the HSE, and pharmacists play a key role in that. And it's a very reasonable expectation that the pharmacists and their staff in Donegal would be vaccinated as soon as possible so they can be at the front line of delivering this. And for the life of me, I can't understand why this isn't resolved by now.
And from what you're hearing on the ground, what is the reason for the delay in the rollout of the vaccine to pharmacists here in the county?
Well, I raised this directly with Minister Stephen Donnelly last week, and he talked about the sequence of vaccinations, and I took it that he wasn't considering the staff who work in pharmacies as essential in the short term. Now, apparently, pharmacists and their staff are being vaccinated in Cavan, Monaghan and now Sligo, but there's no word of when that's going to happen in Donegal. I just find that really unacceptable. So I'm making representations to senior HSE officials again today to urge them to give the pharmacists and their staff a date when they will be vaccinated so they can be at the front line. There's going to be a mass vaccination program. We urgently need to move this forward, and we need to show respect for pharmacists and their staff, protect them, and then help them to be at the front line to get this done.
But surely there must be some pharmacists and their staff vaccinated at this stage in the county. Are you saying that there's been none at all?
My understanding is that the vaccination program for pharmacists and their staff has not been rolled out in Donegal as we speak. And, you know, we really need clarification from the HSE. Is this a national policy or is it just pertaining to Donegal? And if it's pertaining to Donegal, after the debacle of just having one vaccination centre in the county, I think that would send a terrible signal to the people of Donegal.